Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The University of Nevada, Reno has released results from a study that focused on cheatgrass and its impact on ecosystems. The Public Lands Council Executive Director Caitlin Glover explains why this study is significant when it comes to proving why grazing permits are an important part of federal lands management.
Once a cow eats cheatgrass, particularly in a late season seeding scenario, the time it takes for that cheatgrass seed to work itself through the digestive process, to go through that rumination process, those seeds, when they come out the other end, are effectively inert. They're not going to germinate.
This study highlights the challenges the PLC has encountered as cheatgrass has spread rapidly across the West. Some climate activists have attempted to blame cattle grazing for the spread, but the study disproves that claim, offering evidence to the contrary.
If you graze it down, you see a significant reduction in cheatgrass that comes back the next year. And we were trying to figure out why, right? And so this study from the University of Nevada, Reno, says that if you graze it down, you're not going to have the germination next spring, and that allows these native grasses to sprout up, to outcompete the cheatgrass, and return to a more native grass scenario.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.